My name's Rafael Nunez. I grew up in Reading. I went to Reading High School. I attended Votech for graphic design. When I graduated, I took a long break from going to school, but decided eventually to return and started taking some classes at RAC. Eventually, I transferred over to Kutztown University, where I'm due to graduate this year for graphic design. I had always been interested in art, and I remember when I first started taking classes at RAC, one day I was coming from West Reading. I was going into Reading, and as I came off the Penn Street Bridge, I made a right, drove past RAC, and across the street from RAC, there was this guy on a lift, way up in the air, and he was painting this big hot dog on the side of a building. So I decided to pull over, introduce myself, and I asked if I could help him. I really wanted to learn how to make murals. I was interested, and it turned out that the guy up in the lift was Mike Miller, and he told me that if I wanted to help, I could meet him at the West Reading Farmers Market. And that following Sunday morning, I got there bright and early, and I started helping with the mosaics. He was putting together some mosaics. And what I remember about those times when I would help with the mosaics was there was a guy that would set up next to us, and he'd have a cowboy hat, his harmonica, his guitar, and he would just play music all morning while we worked. It was live music while we worked, and it was the coolest music. And we were having a blast, or at least I was making the mosaics, and sometimes my wife would come down and bring the kids, and they'd love it. And I just remember people of all ages, people of all backgrounds, walking up and down Penn Street with their dogs, and everyone having a good time, and just so many happy faces. And it turned out the guy that would set up next to us, his name was Bob Hassler, who has since passed, but I still remember those mornings. They were a lot of fun. Anyway, so a couple of weeks later, Mike Miller tells me that they're looking to install another mural and that I should submit a design and to see what happens. So I was really excited about the idea, and I remember the conversation that Mike Miller and I had had where he told me that a mural should be a reflection of the community or the place where it will live. So I decided to go with that. And I was thinking about what happens in that community. And I went back to those days when I would help out with the mosaic at the West Reading Farmers Market, and the walks I had down up and down Penn Street, and I noticed all the frogs and the brightly colored frogs, and I remembered Bob Hassler playing his music, and the many concerts that during Fall Fest where they close off Penn Street, and I just, you know, all the different art galleries, and I really wanted to make a mural that talked about that or reflected that, and that's why I thought to myself, how can I put all this together? So I decided to incorporate the frogs along Penn Street and make them into the band, and The main frog, the singing frog, was inspired by Bob Hassler. He's got a little cowboy hat, and he's singing into the microphone, and he's happy. And I just really wanted to reflect that cheerful atmosphere. And the galleries, I wanted that reflected in the background, the colorful background, which was inspired by an artist named Paul Klee. And I mean, that's pretty much what inspired the Funky Frog Trio. And I know the mural's up, and I hope it stays up for a long time. I mean, every time I look at it, I remember that time. I remember some good times. So I'm really happy it was chosen, and I hope it stays up for a very long time. Thanks.